It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast. This week, we're giving you a taste of our subscriber-only expat audio guide to Lecce, down in sunny Puglia. To hear the full guide, along with dozens of other city guides packed with local stats, insights, and practical tips, head over to magictowns.it.
Imagine stepping into a place where ancient history kind of whispers on these golden cobbled streets, where the smell of incredible food just drifts invitingly and sunshine feels like, well, like a constant companion.
That's the dream of Italy for so many people, isn't it?
Exactly. But what if we told you there's a truly unique gem nestled right in its heel? A city often called the Florence of the South.
Ah, Lecce.
Today we're taking a really comprehensive look at this enchanting city.
We've pulled out the most important nuggets, the key things you need to know to really understand what living in Lecce is actually like.
Yeah, not just the tourist view.
Help you quickly get informed and, you know, maybe decide if Lecce clicks with what you're looking for in your next chapter.
So we'll journey through its absolutely stunning Baroque architecture, its vibrant culture,
but
also get right down to the practical stuff.
Yeah. The nitty-gritty, cost of living, housing, what the infrastructure is like, even the climate. And crucially, we'll try and help figure out who Lecce might be the perfect fit for.
Okay, let's dive in then. Let's start by painting a picture of Lecce, this golden heart of Apulia. Geographically, where are we?
We're right down at the very tip of Italy's heel, deep in the Salento Peninsula, which is part of the wider Puglia region.
And the surroundings, and a picture of olive groves.
It's embraced by these seemingly endless rolling olive groves, huge golden fields, and you're just minutes away from both the Adriatic and the Ionian Seas. Really unique position.
Best of both worlds, sea-wise.
And what's really fascinating, maybe something you wouldn't just guess from a map, is how the landscape itself shapes Lecce's whole identity, even its nickname.
Oh, so?
Well, the city's built on this flat limestone, and it's this limestone that gives everything that incredible warm golden glow. It's absolutely magical at sunset.
Ah, the golden heart. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that very same limestone is the material used for its breathtaking 17th century Baroque architecture. That architecture, plus its rich cultural spirit, that's precisely why it earned the name the Florence of the South.
It's more than just pretty buildings, right? Our sources talked about the old center being like a labyrinth.
It really is. Not just streets, but a true maze of narrow, twisting alleys that suddenly just open onto these grand, almost theatrical piazzas. And every corner you turn, there are these palatial facades, churches just dripping in intricate carvings, cherubs, flowers, mythical creatures. It's almost overwhelming, the level of detail.
So much history layered there.
Definitely. I mean, you had the Greeks, the Romans, the Normans. They all left their mark over the centuries. But it was really the Baroque era that shaped Lecce into this
walking through history.
It absolutely feels like that. But it's not just about old buildings. It's a living history, you know? It defines the city's unique charm. Every stroll through the center genuinely feels like stepping onto a beautifully preserved stage set.
It's easy to get lost in just the Baroque beauty, I imagine. But what our sources really emphasize, and this struck me, is that Lecce is far from being some static museum.
Oh, definitely not. It pulses with a very distinct life, its own personality.
Like the local dialect.
It is. It's apparently peppered with words and sounds you can trace all the way back to the ancient Greek settlers. Think about that connection.
Incredible. A living link to the past.
So, and if you happen to be there in August, you get to experience La Nota della Taranta.
Oh, the music festival.
Yeah, a huge folk music festival. It fills the night air with this infectious beat of traditional pizzica music and dance. It's meant to be incredibly vibrant, really authentic.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And practical point, the old town is mostly pedestrianized.
That's a huge plus for residents. It's often called a walker's paradise, and it scores really high on walkability. You can genuinely just wander and get lost in its charm on foot without dodging cars.
That makes a big difference to the feel of a place.
It really does.
Okay, so with that stunning backdrop, what about the actual, like, rhythm of life there? We heard it's pleasant, relaxed. How does that feel day to day if you're thinking of moving?
Well, it seems to translate into a noticeably high quality of life. That slower pace, especially if you compare it to Italy's bigger, more chaotic cities, it just means less stress, maybe more time to actually enjoy things.
Not a different kind of rich.
Exactly. And that slower rhythm doesn't mean it's sleepy or hard to connect. The locals in Lecce are renowned for their friendliness, their warmth.
Always good to hear.
Yeah. Newcomers often say they feel genuinely welcome. There seem to be plenty of opportunities to connect, whether it's through, you know, specific expat meetups, Facebook groups, or just striking up a chat at a local cafe. That openness really helps with social integration.
Easier than maybe in some other places.
Yes, that warmth seems quite characteristic.
And you mentioned expat meetups. Is there a big expat community then?
It seems active and growing. Regular meetups, online forums where people share advice, social gatherings. There was this great quote from a long-term resident that really stuck with me. She said, "I've been here 34 years. I love it here." Simple as that.
Wow, 34 years. That says a lot.
It really does. It paints a picture of this blend you've got, the longtime locals, this growing group of expats and retirees too, all enjoying this lifestyle that's relaxed, but, you know, still vibrant.
It's not boring.
Not at all. The work week is fairly standard, apparently. But the weekends, that's when things really come alive. Markets pop up, the squares fill with music and chatter, cafe terraces get busy. There's a real buzz. Market owners, winemakers, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
Speaking of cafes, we have to talk about the coffee, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to try this signature coffee. It's espresso or mocha, but with ice and almond milk.
Oh, interesting. Sounds refreshing in the heat.
Exactly. And the local treats. Don't forget the pasticciotto.
The pastry.
Yes, that sweet pastry, usually with a custard filling. Delicious. Or the savory version, the rusticola chaise. It's flaky, filled with mozzarella, tomato, maybe some bechamel. So good.
My mouth is watering already.
As that ties back to the region's agricultural roots, Lecce's is a major hub for olive oil and wine production. So the local bounty, it genuinely ends up right there in the city's kitchens and markets. It's very farm to table, naturally.
What are some classic dishes to look out for?
There's cisarietria, that's pasta with chickpeas, kind of hearty. Acquasale is a refreshing bread-based salad. And of course, the classic ear-shaped pasta with turnip greens. Simple, but amazing.
Delicious. Seafood, too, being near the coast.
Definitely. Bacala a la Salentina, salt cod, Salento style, and a real local delicacy you might find is bombette. They're small rolled up pieces of pork, usually stuffed with cheese. Incredible.
Okay, definitely a food destination.
For sure. And the dining scene reflects that. You've got your traditional trattorias serving up these classics, but also modern eateries. There are even a couple of Michelin-starred places like Bros and Primo Restaurant. So, oh, real mix.
Impressive range. And for cooking at home or just browsing markets?
Yep, really good market culture. There's a daily open-air market just outside Porto Rudia, great for fresh produce, staples, and then a bigger one every Monday and Friday. Sells everything, fruit, veg, clothes, household goods.
You can get pretty much everything you need.
Yeah, between the markets, the supermarkets, department stores, little independent boutiques, and specialty gourmet shops, the shopping options are pretty diverse. A good blend of modern convenience and that traditional market charm.
Okay, practicalities. Let's talk money. What does all this wonderful lifestyle cost? Leather has a reputation for being affordable, right?
It does, and it seems well-deserved, especially when you compare it to the big hitters like Rome or Florence or Milan.
That's your teaser for Lecce. The full guide and many more are waiting at magictowns.it.